Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, this was so hard for me. PM Team Power Rankings, 2024 Pittsburgh Sportsman of the Year. And Chris made a list of five. I made a list of five. This is starting...
I may have slacked off on a little of my prep here.
New Year's Day, 2024, all the way through till now. And I've crossed out names and put new names in like 10 times for this. And I still don't even feel great about my list. One guy I keep trying to, like, shoehorn in.
Yeah. And you just feel like you can't do it?
And because I just think he deserves it, but I don't know. I just, it's been a, do I knock this person out? You know what? I'm going to do it. All right, I have my final list. Do you want to go first or do you want me to?
You go first.
Five, Mason Rudolph. He got the Steelers to the playoffs. That was technically January of 2024. He saved their season. He started a playoff game for them. They won the game in Baltimore. Then they went to Buffalo. He did not play great in that game. But as far as encompassing the whole year, salvaging a Steelers season that looked like it was going to go without a playoff appearance, the quarterback to do it, the benching of the first-round pick, I'm going to include him as my fifth guy. He barely makes the cut.
You know what? It's actually an inspired choice.
Number
by
four,
you.
Olivia Babcock. She might be the best volleyball player in the entire country. Pitt was ranked number one pretty much the entire year, and she got them to what, their third or fourth Final Four in a row?
Fourth. They need to win one though, because they're 0-3 getting to they haven't gotten to a national title game.
Okay, she's four. Three is more about what he did off the ice than on the ice. I'm going to give Sid three. He re-signed here. He basically signed a contract to finish his career with the Penguins. Had a good year. They didn't win.
Okay.
They didn't make the playoffs, but
sure.
The fact that he, not that it was a huge surprise, I didn't buy into him going to Colorado or wanting to trade or anything like that, but the fact that he did something that is going to close out his career with the Penguins, I think, makes him three. Two, I have Paul Skeens. Rookie of the year. Took baseball and took the entire city of Pittsburgh by storm.
What does that leave for number one?
Dan Fisher.
I respect it, man.
Pitt volleyball.
I respect
He's
it.
He's the brains behind the whole thing. They're the best team in town.
I'm pleasantly surprised by your
They had the best season
here.
By far. The Pirates missed the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The Penguins missed the playoffs. The Steelers lost a playoff game and are in the process of making it again. But the story's not finished yet, so I don't feel right putting Tomlin on there yet. I don't feel right putting Russell Wilson on there yet, even though they're very, very close.
All right, well, I've got my list. Are you ready?
And Narduzzi, they went off,
they went off the rails. They went full thumb.
Oh, my God, I forgot somebody. Oh, I'm so mad. But let's see if he makes yours. I screwed this up bad. I knew I was going to do it. Go ahead. Give me your top five.
All right, so number five for me is Sid. He re-signed. He's got 19 straight seasons, I believe it is now, with a point per game average.
Yep.
He's gunning to break Gretzky's record. I haven't even checked his point totals. I know he's been putting up assists. He hasn't been scoring goals. He's suddenly playing great, and they look almost – they really have done the Undertaker meme, have they not? Sitting up when they looked completely dead in the water.
I don't think they've sat up all the way yet.
They're
but
sitting
–
they're starting
pulse.
To – listen – I am now not just list like trying to glean what charity I have to donate $1,000 to. Like, there is a slight, faint pulse, nurse. He is number five. I am actually going to put Russell Wilson number four. I know Mason was an inspired choice. I'm going to give you a lot of credit. Mason saved the day. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, saved the day for them. Russ has finally given them in his, what now, is it eight games? He's given them something that looks like real, honest-to-God NFL quarterbacking. We had forgotten what that looked like, Pony.
I know.
Even Justin Fields.
I'm so mad at myself right now as you're doing this.
Even Justin Fields hadn't given us what I would have called like real, just drop back, throw the ball. Number three on my list, Dan Fisher.
Ooh.
I am putting Fisher third, not because I'm giving, I guess, a little bias here. Women's volleyball is rightly a huge sport right now in this moment. It's having, for like the third or fourth straight year, its big moment. I could name every player on that team and say they all deserve it. Kat Flood, Vasquez Gomez, like Olivia Babcock, you actually put her on the list. But I'm going to writ large basically honor that entire team. And if we were doing this Monday and not today, they might be number one as a team.
Because
I think they can bring it home. Number two is TJ Watt.
Wow.
Who still I thought had a – oh, wait a minute. I kind of want to take him right back off the list. I am.
You already
said
it.
No. No, I said the wrong guy. Cam Hayward.
Okay.
Cam Hayward instead of what? Walter Payton, man of the year, and is having a marvelous renaissance season.
You're going to get this right. Give
and
me number
Skeens
one.
And Skeens is number one.
Oh, my God. You got it wrong, too.
Who did I leave off? Skeens is the best pitcher in baseball.
We both left Dambrod off.
Man, I think you're going too niche here.
Niche? They hadn't made the NCAA tournament in almost 50 years. It's one of the seminal events on the sports calendar. They won their conference, then they won a tournament game. The whole time his wife was like battling cancer, and that's, I think, part of the reason why he had to retire from coaching basketball. He did something at an old basketball school that had never happened, that it captured the town's attention
for
a couple of weeks.
I feel like if you hadn't had your brain geared on this and said, oh, I forgot, I screwed this up, and I had just put Dambrod on the list,
I would say great job.
I don't know if you would have.
Yes, I would have.
Would you want me to take him?
No, we already put our lists out.
All right, well, my list is very just clearly here. Crosby 5, Wilson 4, Dan Fisher 3, Cam Hayward 2. And then Skeens won.
It's by far the best coaching job. I mean, I won't say by far because of what Fisher and what Tomlin is currently doing. But it is, in my opinion, the best coaching job in the town this year. I mean, Fisher...
Maybe now I'm just trying to cover for the fact
Fisher
that
does
Fisher
does a great job in that he recruits and has built the foundation for
a program.
But
he's like a Nick Saban-style coach.
He's like turned into a machine.
Well, it's like having him there means as long as he's there, they're going to continue to just be like Alabama in that sense.
And Duquesne is awful again now that Dambrot's gone.
I feel bad for Drew Joyce because it was Dambrot's like handpicked guy, and it just
and LeBron's guy.
It feels like the
and then Bronny decided he wanted to go play with his dad instead.
I was shocked that he actually looks like he might belong in the G League, which means he.
Oh really? I haven't seen his stats.
He had like 30 in a game not long ago. Yeah, he's averaging.
Are they just like?
No, I don't. I mean, his averages.
Is it like Globetrotters generals where they're letting him do that?
No, I mean, his averages are like 9 and 7 a game. But he's starting to like stuff the sheet a little bit as a guard. Maybe we did both screw this up.
We did, big time.
Can we make a very, you know, I love to do this though when we throw these out there. Can we make a very quick anti-sportsman of the year who have let us down the worst? Sullivan's got to be on there. Tristan Jari's got to be on there.
Canada.
Do we have to put
Pat? Kenny.
Do we have to put Pat on there because Pitt started 7-0 and then went off
no.
the cliff?
No, I don't think.
How about the NCAA selection committee for jobbing Pitt basketball last year?
Canada.
Kenny.
Pickett. Trubisky?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Well, hold on a second, though.
How about some Pirates
players? Hold on, actually.
Here?
That's wrong with both of those guys because none of them actually did anything in 2024. That was all 2023.
Does Omar Khan deserve any credit for remaking the quarterback room? Could he have been an honorable mention?
Yes, absolutely.
Here's the problem. I had his name in my head, and I said, but he didn't find a second wide receiver.
Yeah, no Canada or Pickett. So you said...
So 2020... Well, Kenny did get his way, like, force his way out of town, it sounds like, from all the reporting.
Okay, so
we've
Sullivan,
heard.
Pickett. I'll count Kenny.
When did the Seattle thing happen? Was that in...
That was in 2023.
Okay. Sullivan, Kenny, Canada.
Canada was gone. He was fired in 2023.
I'm sorry, Jari. Yes, I'm sorry, sorry. Jari. Sullivan, Jari, Kenny. Who else was just absolutely ass?
How about, I hate to say it, because, well, there's so many Pirates that we can choose from.
Henry Davis deserves to be on there, I think, above all of them. Actually, can we put
How about Derek Shelton? How about
Charrington?
How about Charrington?
Do we just give Charrington, like, the Lifetime Achievement Award here?
Brian De La Cruz.
Oh, my God.
David Bednar. I didn't really think that one out, but now that you've got me on the topic of the anti-sportsman.
I think I want to put Henry Davis on there because I said he was going to hit like 260 and he might not be able to hit a major league pitch. He stinks.
I think Jari would be my vote.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a lot of the people who actually crunch the numbers on them, what they really are is a team that is like a league average team that has horrible goaltending way too often.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let Channel 2 take care of that. Steelers injury report is out. We'll break down what it means for this game Saturday. What it means for the Steelers quarterback. Now the monumental task that he's facing given one of the injuries. Live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook here until 6. It's the PM team on the Fan. I'm going to tell you guys right now about the game tonight. Chargers and Broncos. You can bet it on the FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook. And all you need is $5 to make 150, and that doesn't mean you're betting on something with long odds. You get to pick what you bet on if you're new to FanDuel, whether that's a spread bet. Chargers are a small favorite in this game. Whether you want to bet the total, whether there's a player prop you like, a Justin Herbert prop, a Bo Nix prop, you pick, and then if you win that bet, you're going to turn 5 into 150 on America's number one sportsbook. For the record, I like the Chargers in this game tonight. Both defenses are even by the numbers. And Bo Nix has played, not actually coming off a multi-interception game. I think Justin Herbert is due for a better game because, man, he's been very pedestrian the last few weeks, and they're at home. FanDuel.com/Andrew. Today, I'm going to take the Chargers, 21-plus and present in Pennsylvania for solid real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now eligible. Bonus message expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.FanDuel.com. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.